You could say it's a story of boom and bust. But while the fortunes of this city did sour over a century ago, it was far from dead. The story of their comeback is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Get your auction voice ready. Ready to bid on a Timti Super Hopper grain trailer at the Farm Progress Show. You can also bid on an Encirca Pro Level package, a Thunder Power Tarp, a VIP trip to the 2018 Commodity Classic, and more. Bid online or in person at the DuPont Pioneer booth. The auction starts Thursday, August 31st at 1 p.m. Central. Proceeds go to the National FFA Foundation and state FFA associations. Register to bid at pioneer.com/chrome. That's pioneer.com/QROME.
Whether you are a serious collector of antiques and the classics or just love old farm machinery, Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide is the one resource you'll enjoy. This book is jam-packed with prices, facts, and stories about all kinds of antique and classic farm equipment from the early 1900s to 1978. For only $29.95, you can use Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide as a trusted and valuable resource in pursuing your antique iron passion. Call 877-847-9599 or visit shopfarmjournal.com.
In the mid to late 1800s, Port Townsend, Washington was the place all ships in the Northwest had to come and clear customs. Many people thought this would become a large city, but in 1893, a national depression crippled the country and changed the fortunes of this town. But as Bill Tennant, the director of the local historical society, explains, that depression did have one good effect you can still find today.
Many people just left the town, and it sort of just went to sleep. There was no incentive to tear down the beautiful old buildings. Nobody wanted them. Nobody wanted to tear them down and build something modern. So we just existed here like this little Victorian time capsule.
A paper mill opened in 1928 and kept this community from becoming a ghost town. And then the city was rediscovered, so to speak.
In the 1970s and 1980s, the counterculture folks started discovering Port Townsend, and it attracted artists and poets and writers, and there were 7 literary presses operating in Port Townsend, just set up by really enthusiastic, idealistic young people.
And they received more grants from the National Endowment for the Humanities than any other town except New York City. The downtown is a National Historic Landmark District.
And a landmark district is a higher designation than just a historical district. That means it's of national importance, not just local or regional importance. The main reason for that is the architectural heritage here. Most of our important buildings date from the 1880s, 1890s. The City Hall is still City Hall. The County Courthouse is still the County Courthouse. The Customs House is still the federal building. Our post office is located in there.
The architecture of so many buildings is really something to see. The Historical Society has exhibits at the lower level of City Hall telling the story of a town that went to sleep and awoke with quite a treasure. Traveling the countryside in Port Townsend, Washington, I'm Andrew McCrae.